Blog Talk Radio.
Because the Cherokees was not always there. So they were called Anindiga, which meant we the people. And all the tribes started naming themselves, like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we the people. Because that was the first line of the Iroquois Constitution. So when the Constitution was set up here as a remembrance of who they are, most of the Native Americans in their own dialect named the tribe we the people. As a group, because we all had to unite to survive.
And attesting to this fact, Congress passed House Resolution 331, the Iroquois Confederation established the United States Constitution.
What they don't mention is that there were already people here, there was black people already in America, which are the parents of all those people from different parts of Africa.
So most of us were shipped from America to Africa and Europe, contrary to popular belief.
Indigenous people of this land, the Chinese came in, mixed in with them, and produced what you're calling Native Americans today or Indians. And the Caucasian gave them all our rights.
Right.
Now they're walking around saying Cherokee, Choctaw, Shinnecock, Cheyenne, and we're walking around saying African, African, African.
Do you want to claim one part or the whole thing, Khalid Muhammad?
We got to go up against the world and tell them who the hell we are and stop letting them tell us who we are. They didn't change who we are in the last 100 years, 5 different times. We were nigger, Negro, Afro-American, now African-American.
We have invented the nigger. I didn't invent him. White people invented him.
And as long as you keep saying you're Negroes and accept organizations like the NAACP, you will never have rights to what is rightfully yours. You with me? But the moment you start saying I am an indigenous person, sovereign, I belong to a sovereign nation, they can't do jack with it. Because they have admitted in their textbooks that they came to America, and when they got here, people were already here. And all you're saying to them is, correct, I am of the people that was already here when you got here.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's black power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. But I'll leave everybody out. Don't get mad because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah. I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all, except to many African Americans, is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnaldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Cary Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
So, this is L. Ross Smith Bay. You are tuned in live to our Talk Tons of America Network. As always, I'd like to thank my Aunt Ethis for allowing me to use this platform and give out this information to my people and to the world. Tonight, we'll be focused upon Easter and its origins. Throughout the course of this show, we will take a very good look at how did Easter come about? What does Easter even mean? Why is Easter on April 16th? Well, tonight is going to be a very interesting show. We're going to learn some new things. So let's dive right into it. As always, I always stress the importance and the significance of knowing the language of which you speak Easter means. What is the origin of the word Easter? Well, Easter can be traced back to the root word, back to the word east, right? Easter, east, which can be traced back further to all right, we are back on. Apologies for the slight interruption. Well, we're going to continue where I stopped off. I stopped at breaking down the origin of the word Easter, which is spring goddess, goddess of the spring, Ishtar, which became Easter. Okay, and now let's go further, look at the etymology, the true meaning of the word. You see, east is the root word, east and earth. East is where the sun rises. When the sun rises, what does the sun give and bring? It signifies life. You know, most Muslims, they pray toward the east when the sun rises with a holy land, right? Okay, again, it's all correlated together. Okay, and to go even further into the what does east mean? What, like I said, it means the sunrise, sunset, rejuvenation, right? Reveneration, right? Reproduction, okay? And again, Easter always corresponds with the first Sunday following the full moon after the what? Spring equinox, okay? Our holidays are all aligned with a certain astronomical, cosmological, or astrological event, okay? So now let's figure out where's this Easter bunny coming from. Let's figure out where these eggs coming from. All right? Well, from that right there, looking at eggs, we know that eggs signify what? Reproduction, right? Signifies birth, right? Now, let's figure out where does the bunny come into play? Why is there a bunny? And what does a bunny signify? Because everything is all symbolic. These are the occult studies. Everything is esoteric. The esoteric meaning to everything. Okay. You're going to have to learn to look beyond the veil and use your third eye, which is really your first eye. Trying to get many other things. Okay. And again, the bunny is always seen in the springtime. Okay. So that's where the bunny comes in. That's just another representation of the spring equinox, right? And that just makes the bunny and the egg, the reproduction, right? All that together. Okay. We know bunnies don't lay eggs in real life. Bunnies do not lay eggs, I repeat. Bunnies are a mammal. Okay? They don't lay eggs outside of their womb and let them develop. Unless it's a test tube baby, okay? Not a test tube baby, then that's not going to happen. Bunny does not lay eggs. Okay? It's a mammal. Unless it's a platypus, because a mammal, too, and it lays eggs, okay? But a bunny is not a platypus, so we know, or at least I hope now we know, bunnies don't lay eggs, okay? I just want to clear that out for the children that may be tuning in to the show. All right. And yes. What's so interesting is Easter, which is usually associated with the Holy Roman Catholic Church, you know, Easter cannot be found anywhere within the Holy Bible whatsoever. Okay? That's the strange part. Yet it is considered a Christian. However, what it does say in the Bible, Leviticus 11:6, it clearly states that the hare, right, or bunny, is an unclean animal. The hare, for even though it chews the cud, it does not have divided hoofs. It is unclean for you. Yet in Christian earth, it is regularly associated with the rebirth and resurrection. All right. And again, like I said, rabbits, bunnies, hares, basically the same category, okay? And again, like I said, they're associated with reproduction, okay? They've always been associated with Christianity for some odd reason, okay? Often conflated mistakenly with rabbits are able to produce a second litter of offspring while still pregnant with the first, kind of a pretty awesome ability that hares have. They're able to reproduce a second pair after they're still pregnant with their first litter. That was just a quick fact 101. And now linking, you know, and also the rabbit or the bunny represents, again, like I keep telling y'all, reproduction. Bunnies, you know, they get to mating and they mate like crazy, right? They get it popping, right? That's why so many of them. you know, they're associated with prolific sexual activity. I guess that's why they call these Albions a snow bunny. But anyway, you got any questions or comments, feel free to call in, chime in. All right. Now it's time. You can call in at 713-955-0439. 713-955-0439.
I had a comment more than not so much a question, but it was kind of funny that you brought up the fact about rabbits, because I remember elders used to say back in the day that people were, like, having sex like rabbits when you know, a woman was having a lot of children. So I just thought that was kind of funny. But, that's all I wanted to say.
Right. I remember hearing that, too. And even on movies where they make.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Even in movies, they make a, what is it called? A suggestion toward, you know, when you're having more than, this is what I'm trying to say, okay. You know how they have the bunny on the Energizer bunny, you know, that's lots of energy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's symbolic, too. That's another symbol, you know? Like, it's funny that they would use a bunny rabbit to promote energy for a battery.
Right. So y'all can see how that correlates.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll let you get back to your show.
Oh, yeah. Thanks,
all
for
right.
Chiming in.
Oh, no worries. Salam.
Salam. Okay, and again, from a religious point of view, to learn about where, again, Easter originated from, I'm reading from UCG.org. And it says, the term Easter is not of Christian origin. It is another form of Astarte, one of the titles of the Chaldean goddess, the Queen of Heaven. The festival of Passover, held by Christians in post-apostolic times, was a continuation of the Jewish feast. From this Passover, the pagan festival of Easter was quite distinct and was introduced into the Western religion as part of the attempt to adopt pagan festivals to Christianity. Okay. And again, Easter isn't a Christian or directly biblical term, but comes from the form of the name Astarte, a Chaldean Babylonian goddess known as the Queen of Heaven. And again, the rabbit has always been associated, like I said, reproduction, fertility, okay, which is equals spring, right? Spring equinox, which was in March 21st, okay? According to Arthur Greg Dews in his book, Catholic Customs and Traditions, the egg has become a popular Easter symbol. Creation myths of many ancient peoples center in a cosmogenic egg from which the universe is born. In ancient Egypt and Persia, friends exchanged decorated eggs at the spring equinox, the beginning of their new year. These eggs were a symbol of fertility for them because the coming forth of a live creature from an egg was so surprising. Hey, Wallen. But anyway, Christians of the New East, of the Near East, adopted this tradition, and the Easter egg became a religious symbol. It represented the tomb or tomb from which Jesus came forth to new life. Wow. So once again, we find that the spring equinox was the beginning of the new year, as in all ancient cultures. Okay. So this is nothing new. We're just going back to our roots. Okay. March 21st was the beginning of the new year. The spring equinox kicked it off. Boom. And again, like I told y'all earlier, eggs were a symbol of fertility. And they're saying the coming forth of a live creature from an egg was so surprising to people of ancient times. It's still surprising to people to this day, in this modern time. You want to call it modern. So that was just somebody ignorant added that insert into it. Excitement, or even more, if you have a chicken egg or a duck egg, and that duckling or chick hatches from that egg, okay, that will transcend all time. And the show is coming to an end. Songs of America on Blog Talk Radio. This episode was Easter Origin. Okay. I just want to tell y'all, instead of, you know, letting your children hunt for Easter eggs, they need to hunt for their daddy. With that being said, your identity is by possession, because without it, you are no one. Why need she?
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing.